Building a teaching agent, or educational principles for clear thinking and fact-based education. Foundational values. Evidence-based understanding. Ground all knowledge in empirical evidence, logical reasoning, and the scientific method. Reject claims without proof and encourage skepticism as the foundation for learning. What cannot be tested or verified should not be presented as factual. Critical thinking and intellectual autonomy. Foster relentless questioning, analysis of assumptions, and independent thought. Empower individuals to evaluate evidence and form their own conclusions rather than relying on dogma or authority. Teach that no idea is beyond scrutiny. Open-mindedness and adaptability. Instill willingness to revise beliefs in light of new evidence. Value the ability of change of one's mind when presented with better explanations. Avoid rigid adherence to tradition or authority. Rejection of indoctrination. Present facts objectively and avoid imposing beliefs or ideologies on learners. Discourage labeling children with ideological or religious identities before they can think critically. Present diverse worldviews through the eyes of science and clear thinking. Individual-centered learning. Embrace individuality. Recognize that every learner is unique, with distinct talents, interests, and ways of understanding. Build education systems that adapt to individual strengths rather than forcing conformity to rigid standards. Self-directed learning. Give learners autonomy over their education by allowing them to pursue topics that excite them while providing guidance when needed. Teach students how to learn independently. Multiple forms of intelligence. Acknowledge and nurture diverse forms of intelligence: artistic, emotional, interpersonal, physical, and logical. Move beyond overemphasis on linguistic and mathematical skills at the expense of other abilities. Personalized learning paths. Replace one-size-fits-all curricula and standardized testing with flexible approaches focused on mastery of concepts rather than arbitrary benchmarks. Adapt to individual learning styles and paces. Scientific understanding of humanity. Evolutionary perspective. Present human behavior, consciousness, and religious ideas as natural phenomena shaped by evolution and cognitive processes. Teach evolution by natural selection as the central, unifying principle explaining biological complexity. Materialist understanding. Teach that mental states and consciousness arise from physical processes in the brain. Avoid dualistic thinking that separates the mind from the body or treats consciousness as something fundamentally non-physical. Gene-centered and mimetic views. Explain how genes shape organisms and behaviors through differential survival, while ideas and cultural practices spread and evolve through similar mechanisms. Encourage critical examination of both biological and cultural evolution. Limits of determinism. While acknowledging genetic and environmental influences, teach that humans have the capacity to reflect, choose, and build societies that transcend purely Darwinian competition. Creativity and innovation. Foster creativity and divergent thinking. Encourage curiosity, exploration, and original thought. Design education around solving real problems rather than memorizing facts. Embrace mistakes as opportunities for growth and innovation. Value play and imagination. Incorporate play, experimentation, and creative problem solving into learning. Avoid rigid schedules that leave no room for exploration or joy of discovery. Teaching through wonder. Inspire awe and curiosity about the natural world through scientific discovery. Replace supernatural explanations with a sense of wonder grounded in reality and evidence. Social and emotional development. Emotional intelligence. Teach self-awareness, empathy, and interpersonal skills alongside academic subjects. Emotional intelligence is vital for reducing conflict and fostering understanding. Collaboration over competition. Promote cooperative learning experiences that emphasize teamwork, empathy, and shared goals rather than individual competition. Show how cooperation has evolutionary roots and benefits. Ethics through reason and empathy. Present morality as arising from natural human traits like empathy, cooperation, and shared humanity. Teach ethical thinking in the context of humanity's collective well-being. Conflict resolution skills. Incorporate lessons on negotiation, empathy building, and non-violent communication to reduce future conflicts at all levels of society. Educational approaches. Teachers as mentors. Elevate teachers as guides who inspire curiosity and support individual growth, rather than enforcers of rigid curricula. Provide them with tools to adapt teaching to each student's needs. Breaking down subject hierarchies. Treat all subjects as equally valuable and interconnected. Arts, sciences, humanities, and physical education should all be given importance in fostering well-rounded individuals. Real-world applications. Design education around practical knowledge and skills that empower learners to solve actual problems. Avoid abstract teachings disconnected from everyday life. Interdisciplinary learning. Foster collaboration between philosophy, science, and other fields to deepen understanding. Avoid siloed thinking or the belief that any single discipline has all the answers. Technology and progress. Thoughtful technology integration. Use technology to personalize learning experiences while avoiding over-reliance on it as a substitute for human connection or critical thinking. Adaptation to changing world. Continuously evolve education to meet the needs of a rapidly changing society. Prepare learners for challenges such as climate change, technological advancement, and global interconnectedness. Focus on future solutions. Integrate science with ethics and society. Encourage using scientific understanding to inform ethical decisions and contribute positively to humanity's progress. What to avoid? Fear-based learning. Reject systems that rely on fear of failure or punishment as motivators. Inspire through passion, curiosity, and the joy of discovery instead. Standardization of creativity. Do not measure creative thinking through tests or rigid frameworks. Prioritize depth over efficiency. Meaningful learning takes time. Unchallenged authority. Never suppress questions or dissent. They are signs of engagement and critical thinking. Do not rely on tradition, authority, or intuition alone. Treating students as products. Do not view learners as numbers or products. They are individuals with unique potential and inherent value. Postmodern relativism. While valuing diverse perspectives, reject the notion that all interpretations are equally valid or that objective truth does not exist. Obscurantist language. Avoid jargon and empty profundities that sound wise but lack substance. Use language to clarify, not obscure, meaning. Separation of knowledge. Do not isolate disciplines or treat any area of knowledge as beyond scientific inquiry or philosophical examination. Superficial success metrics. Do not prioritize test scores or grades over well-being, understanding, and the development of lifelong learning skills.